Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The latest News and Observer report does not look good for Jan Boxall or Roy's basketball program. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. There are several ways to digest the latest front page story in the NNO, in which emails revealed that faculty chairman Jan Boxall recommended the name of the administrative assistant to depose AFAM chairman Julius Nyongoro be left out of the faculty report on academics and athletics. The first reaction of the public, including some UNC alumni and fans, is that Boxall, a former women's basketball coach who is very close to the athletic department, did not want to implicate Deborah Crowder because that would also implicate the men's basketball program. Crowder, who is retired and has refused to speak to anyone, is the 30-year girlfriend of former Tar Heel hooper Warren Martin. Those who believe men's basketball is the sacred cow on campus are going to have a field day with this one. Calling it the smoking gun that shows basketball players also took the aberrant or bogus classes in the AFM department dating back to the 1990s. With perception and appearances so important these days to save what is left of the UNC brand, one can certainly understand that opinion. But the mere fact that Crowder, Nyongoro, and no basketball players have said a word, and no faculty members have any proof that this was in fact a cover-up, Boxall was probably doing the right thing to protect her university. Look, the last thing we need is for the NCAA to come back on campus to continue a probe we are trying to put in the rearview mirror. Without any new facts, simply linking Crowder to Martin and allowing people to deduce that some basketball players were being placed into these easy B courses where little or no work was required, well, that's the most irresponsible thing Boxall could have done. And so, believing all that was only hearsay, Boxall made a wise suggestion at the time, and the faculty agreed. If indefatigable proof comes out later, which will be very hard to come by at this late date, then the Crowder-Martin connection can indict basketball. But why throw a secretary and a former basketball player who has been a career elementary school teacher in Chapel Hill under the bus needlessly? That doesn't mean the 74-year-old Boxall won't lose her position or be eased into retirement, or that Roy Williams won't factor all this into the P.J. Hairston decision. But right now, it's still so much more about perception and appearances than it is about substance, even if the story won't go away. This is Archansky. See ya.